Paul Zimmer was my buddy, and he took journalism classes. I took no journalism classes at all in high school. At that, you know, because the paper was so boring, why would I want to? At that time, you know, I didn't realize that things didn't have to be boring. They were just boring because they were, you know, so I kind of remembered his editorial cartoons. He was going to Michigan State University.
Oh, okay.
And I was accepted to USC. So I drove to California, but we went, you know, through like Yellowstone, and then we went to Oregon and to see his sister. And we stayed with lumberjacks. His sister was married to the only black lumberjack in all of Oregon, maybe the only black person in Oregon. They got us jobs chopping down raspberry bushes for the state. So, you know, we got to make some money that we could spend on Rainier Ale, which was the cheapest beer in Oregon, the cheapest strong beer. And then went to L.A., and I just got it. I was already into Ramones and other punk rock things, and then just, you know, went to The Mask and kind of was in the early days of punk rock there. And somewhere between Lemire Vapeur and San Francisco, probably right after San Francisco, where we saw Slash magazine and Search and Destroy, we decided that we would no longer tell people we were from Punk Magazine, but we would say we were doing our own magazine. And that magazine title was White Noise.